Well, if you found a table of vapor pressure temperature data, and you plotted the natural log of the vapor pressure versus 1 over temperature in Kelvin, you could estimate delta H vaporization from the slope. Now that's cool. Remember that delta H vaporization is not really a constant over a wide range of temperatures, though. Let's say I told you the vapor pressure of a chemical at 50 degrees C and at 100 degrees C, but you needed the vapor pressure at, say, 65 degrees C. What would you do? Well, you probably would use the linear interpolation technique that I taught you back in Chapter 2. Now, that wouldn't be an awful thing to do, but it's not the best way to go. Why? Well, the Clausius-Clapeyron equation tells us that P star versus temperature is not linear. So linear interpolation is not accurate. Oops. The good news is that the Clausius-Clapeyron equation tells us that the natural log of P star versus 1 over T Kelvin is linear. So we need to set up a linear interpolation table using ln of P star and 1 over T Kelvin. That will yield the best estimate of the vapor pressure at temperatures between 50 and 100 degrees C, like 65 degrees C. This is only accurate over a range of temperatures for which the heat of vaporization is approximately constant, right? Remember our assumptions in the development of the Clausius-Clapeyron equation. Now, if you really want to accurately correlate vapor pressure data, you definitely want to use the log of P star and 1 over T Kelvin. But the equation is not necessarily linear, because we know heat of vaporization is not really a constant. The most popular correlation for vapor pressure is called the Antoine equation. This is an extremely useful equation, and you'll find values for the constants A, B, and C tabulated in a wide variety of reference books, as well as, you guessed it, on the NIST web book.